Hey, honey. Honey? Or is it
somebody else?
All right, there we go.
Hi, honey. Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, look. I want to make sure, have I talked to you about adding cleaning services to my list of services?
Yeah, I think we've spoken about that. Let me just go ahead and review my notes here.
Yeah, I just want to double check, make sure.
Yes, we did cleaning service, commercial cleaning service, window cleaning, pressure washing, office cleaning, and residential pressure washing.
All right. I couldn't remember. So,
yeah,
sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. So, yeah, I think our team is currently working on it.
Yeah. Now, other thing I had, I see Google emailed me back and said that, you know, Mama, they emailed me and said they couldn't do construction service because they didn't have an RV license. Did you know that?
I'm sorry, I didn't. Could you kindly repeat that once again for me, please? It said that you couldn't do construction?
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. But Google services, you know, Google Ads, I guess it is.
Uh-huh.
I have Google Ads, right? Or Google services?
Yes. We have Google Guarantee, our local service.
Google Guarantee. All right. That's Google something. I don't know what to use. Anyway, they emailed me. It's been about 2-3 weeks ago and said that anything with a building license, I didn't have a building license, so they said I couldn't do, right? So I said, I said, take them off. Ain't no big deal. I ain't doing a whole lot of it anyway. So now, the day before yesterday, they emailed me back. No, we ain't worried about that license. So I think when they see you're going to lose all that damn business, they change their mind. But anyway, regardless, question got about Google Guarantee is, cause I be getting some calls sometimes from Pennsylvania. Like I got one yesterday from Lynchburg. And, you know, they're like 6 hours, 8 hours away from where I live. So I don't want to serve that. I can't. You see what I'm saying? They're not they're way outside my target area. So are they charging me for that? Because I know I pay per ad or per lead.
Yes. Let me see. Let me just go ahead and see here on your dashboard if I can find that lead. But I can ask.
And that was another thing with you. You got to help me figure out how to use dashboards so I don't have to call you so much.
Oh, no problem. Do you have time now? I'll go ahead and send you your login credentials, and then I'm going to walk you through it.
Yeah. Oh, what we got? Okay. Hey, I'm in the middle of a job, too, so bear with me a little bit, all right?
It's okay. Do what you want me to schedule that one for you, but I'll go ahead and email you your login
credentials. Go ahead
credentials.
And do it.
Okay.
Yeah, go and get it.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, good. Yeah, exactly what I want. Y'all got two people, too.
Yeah.
Damn, where are you going, Tom? Well, look, right behind you. Somebody can get the other block right behind. Yeah, you do. Okay. All right. I'm not sure I'll say that. Okay, honey, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So if you said it was yesterday's call, I don't see you were
the email.
No,
it was out in Lynchburg. Okay, good.
It says here, the last one that's from the Google Guarantee. Let me see. You were actually not billed for that. Yes, no bill for that.
Okay, good.
But you said Lynchburg?
Yes, one in Pennsylvania, one in Lynchburg.
I checked your leads tab, and I don't see anything from yesterday.
Okay. All right, then we won't worry about it.
Okay.
Teach me how I can get in to do my dashboard.
Okay. So I sent you your login credentials. Could you kindly check your email for me? It would be entitled Login Credentials for Your Advanced Reporting.
All right, so I go to Local Splash, right?
Yes, you see the link that was provided on the email. Click that link,
yeah.
mylocalsplash.com, and then log in using your username, that's your phone number. Password would be FabSplash.
Hold on, let me. I'm on my phone, so I ain't download that fast. But what would it be?
Yes, your username would be your phone number. This information is also on the email I sent you. The link is there, and then below it, you can just go ahead and copy the username and also the password.
Oh, so the link you sent me has the password and everything on it?
Yes, on the email I sent you, it has the link. Below it has the username and the password.
All right, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in a dashboard now?
Me?
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Because, like, when I do Local Splash and hit the link, it says tree services. All time. Business information.
Tree service. Oh, so that means you are already logged in. Do you see Local Splash there where it says home and then their information is there, the name of the business, the information, like the address,
is that,
the number?
Is it? Yeah, business info, yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is your dashboard. So the page that you are seeing is what we call home section. This is your information, your logo, the name of the business. There's also what we call promoted URL. This is your website. This is what we call the website editor, wherein you can actually go ahead and edit your website. So if you have like little changes that you feel like you wanted to do, yes. So if you wanted to change some wording, some pictures, go ahead and click that one. That should help you go ahead and edit your website now.
Hold on just a second. I got some important call coming. Hold on. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Ralph?
Yeah, I'm back. Damn, they were me different. It looks like they come up on like one of my area phone, my area code. So I'm thinking it's a business call. All the time is a damn, either trying Medicare, trying to sell Medicare, or this one was a political ad from Trump. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry if you're getting marketing calls.
Yeah.
Because you're actually gaining presence, that's the reason why you are getting marketing calls, because people are actually seeing you online. So, good thing you already have all traffic. Yes. But anyways, let me see. Okay, so going
all right, so I know how to get you on my website. Then what is this primary search phrase? What is that? Is that where it goes, the services?
The primary search phrase is actually the primary search phrases that customers, we are actually like targeting for you primarily. So you do three services, right, in Lancaster, Virginia. So that is your primary search phrase. So this is the main job that you do, or main service that you do, and the location that you are located. Because we are doing local SEO. This one is actually for the local SEO campaign.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's my area of service? How many miles? Is it miles or just counties?
It will be cities. So you will actually see that
if
you go to business information.
Oh, I got you.
I'll show that to you later. So yes, here I'm also. By the way, I will be texting you a my site tutorial This will give you the tutorial on how you can navigate or make changes on the website. So if you have time, you can look at the video and then you can make changes on your website.
All right, good.
Okay. And then next, beside home, no problem. So next is actually the leads tab. So this is where you're going to see your leads. For example, you have leads that you were able to close. See the request review button on the right side of it. You can just go ahead and click it. A text will be sent to your customer asking them to put up a review for you. A link will be provided as well to them that will take them directly to your Google Business profile. So it's easy for them to go ahead and leave a review.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. Also on the right side of it, you have the option to listen to the call recording. So if in case you missed something or you wanted to listen again to the call to make sure you don't miss anything, you can go ahead and listen to the call recording on the right side. Now, next to the lead would be the website. So basically, website is like it will give you the report on what's happening on your website, the people that had contacted you through your website as well. Now,
it's
next would be listing. So listing, these are different listings that we have you listed. So if you notice, you are actually listed to, I think, how many is this? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. About 50 different listings. So that's also the reason why you are getting a lot of calls, because people are actually seeing you in these listings, all of these listings that are seen here. So if you go in, for example, and click Google Places, you will see your listing here in Google Places. You will see the Google Business Profile, the information. And then, for example, if you do click Yelp, so it will take you to your Yelp listing. You will see the Gordon Street Contracting. So basically, this is your Yelp page. Now, next to listings, and that will be Google Insights. So with Google Insights, this gives us the report on how your Google Business profile is actually doing. So you see in the graph, you would see there how many people actually check on your directions, like they check where area are you located, how many calls you got. For March, you got 8. For April, you got 20 visits, which means 20 people went into your website. Now, with the calls, sometimes it does, because what happens is that when people click on your phone number and then call you directly by just click.
Come on. Get out. Then we used to have a dog that swam in the pool. She'll come out. She'll come back upstairs. What do you do? Take the pool, a ball in the water? She swims and has all the time. Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
I just don't want to explore that they're lying.
I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really thick. You don't see no scratches, do you? See any scratches? Okay. All right. Cool.
Hello, Ralph.
All right.
Okay. So, again, the graph will actually show you how many people actually visited your Google Business profile and how many interactions you've got. And then next would be Facebook ads. Currently, you are not running Facebook ads campaign.
We're locking that. There you go.
I need you.
Oh, what do you need, boss? Keep singing down.
So what are y'all going to put up there and how to hold it up? Once you got jacked up.
Well, once you get it jacked up, then we can take a screw of board, a 2x4, anything, and put it in the concrete. That's going to have to dry is what's going to have to happen. I don't know what else you can do. Unless you just keep digging, but you ain't going to get nowhere because it's still soft as that, soft right around it. Hey, honey, can we come back on this a little bit later? But send me that link for the dashboard and the other link, tutorial, and I'll probably be good, all right?
Yes, the one that you are logged in right now, that's already your dashboard, the one you're accessing.
Yeah.
Now, if you do have further questions, Ralph, please do not hesitate to call us here, okay? I'll be waiting for your call.
All right, dear. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, look, I got another idea we can do. All right, we're going to need a...